One of the most talked about stories the Nolan Show has done over recent times. Can you believe it? E-bikes. We revealed to the public at the beginning of the week that unlike Scotland, England and Wales, people in Northern Ireland must have their pedal bikes, their push e-bikes, insured, taxed and possibly MOT'd. We're taking the story further this morning for you. The Department of Infrastructure is sitting on a key piece of information. The department knows it is currently impossible to register an e-bike in Northern Ireland, and yet they will not make that public. We have written to them, and they continue to keep you in the dark about this, despite the fact that some of you have spent thousands of pounds on these bicycles, despite the fact that the Department of Infrastructure knows that some of you are getting the runaround, that some of you are now trying to do what they have said you need to do, which is tax, insure, register your bikes. The department knows that you're phoning the DVLA, that you're phoning around trying to get all of this stuff, and they know it's impossible to do so in Northern Ireland, and yet they are not telling you what on earth is going on within that department. Another key question: how long has the Department of Infrastructure known about this? How have they known? How long have they known that you cannot register it? The Alliance MLA, Chris Little, has written to the Secretary of State about this e-bike debacle. Morning to you, Chris. Morning, Chris.
Morning, Stephen.
So here it is in a nutshell. You've got a stormont department, the Department of Infrastructure, sitting on that key piece of information. You cannot register a bike in Northern Ireland, and they're not making it public.
It's a farcical state of affairs, Stephen, and it's unacceptably poor governance that consecutive executive ministers actively promoted the use of e-bikes without checking that these regulations had been extended to Northern Ireland.
But that story's been done over the last few days.
Yep.
The story I want to do this morning is why there is a stormont department, knowing that the public of Northern Ireland are frantically trying to get these registered, and they know they can't do it, and they're not making that public.
Well, they have to come out and communicate the situation clearly to members of the public. Halfords, as you led within your piece, have come out and taken the difficult decision of communicating clearly to e-bike owners and users that, as it stands, it appears that using those bikes would be at their own risk.
No. We're bringing that story further on this morning too.
Yeah.
So Halfords have now, and we will go into detail about this in a second or two, Halfords have now written to all customers in Northern Ireland telling them to immediately stop using e-bikes.
And my point is, I'm sure that decision was taken with great difficulty, but at least they have communicated clearly. It's unacceptable that the Department of Infrastructure is sitting on information and isn't communicating clearly. As you said, I have written to the Secretary of State, and whilst it would be unprecedented for the Secretary of State to intervene in this way, I have asked him to give serious consideration to extending the regulations that apply in Great Britain to Northern Ireland.
This isn't funny anymore. And there is some people have spent thousands of pounds on these bikes.
Yep.
We've heard from other customers who, cancer patients,
yep,
people recovering from cancer, people recovering from all types of illness, and they're trying to use these bikes as part of their recovery.
Absolutely.
And so I repeat the question again, what does it say about a stormont department that they know that some people are frantically trying to abide by the law? The department know they can't do so, and they're hiding that. What on earth is going on?
It's totally unacceptable, Stephen. It highlights again, the state of affairs. The absence of an executive and the absence of a minister to speak clearly on these issues is having. I've been contacted myself by cyclists, cycling organisations, distributors who have, as you say, invested a lot of money in e-bikes to reduce congestion, reduce emissions, to promote health, and they have been responded to positively by a number of people who have taken up cycling as a result of this, and it now leaves them, as you say, in total confusion. It's totally unacceptable from the Department of Infrastructure.
What about all the ride-to-work schemes? What about all of those schemes throughout Northern Ireland where there have been tax breaks, where there has been encouragement to people to get on a bike? What do they do? Well, it would seem from any of the information that we can gather as a programme that, they cannot ride their e-bikes without breaking the law.
Exactly. And it's my understanding that the regulations that need to be put in place in Northern Ireland are have been prepared. But as you've broadcasted, there is no executive minister there, and therefore there is no assembly committee and no assembly to approve those regulations. So as I said, I have contacted the Secretary of State as a last resort to seek intervention. I think we've had up to five executive ministers since the regulations were in place in GB that could have, and for whatever reason, have not extended those regulations here in Northern Ireland. It's an unacceptably poor state of governance.
We wrote to the Department of Infrastructure yesterday and we told them that it was our understanding that e-bikes cannot be registered in Northern Ireland. Here's what they said back. Our understanding is that DVLA is working to resolve this as soon as possible. Here's my public, open question to the Department of Infrastructure this morning. Are you prepared to come clean and confirm to the public of Northern Ireland what your department already knows? Namely, it is impossible to register these bikes in Northern Ireland. Department of Infrastructure, are you prepared to come clean to all of those people, some of them vulnerable, some of them recovering from illness, trying to use these bikes? Are you prepared to come clean and tell them what you know? Chris in Belfast, morning to you, Chris.
Morning, Steve.
Morning. Chris. You received, to go into another element of this story, you're a customer of Halfords. And you have received an email in which Halfords say that they're advising strongly that you should stop using your e-bike full stop in Northern Ireland. And the only way that you can use that bike, not as an e-bike, remove the battery is their advice, right?
Pretty much, Stephen, the story itself is just a little microcosm of what's going on, really, up on the hill. It's an absolute joke. It's an absolute farce. There's a few more adjectives that we could all probably use to describe it. You're quite correct. It isn't a joke anymore. Yes, I received an email overnight from Halfords explaining that, quote, work's underway to bring Northern Ireland in line with the rest of the UK. Obviously, they're not obviously too fait with the politics in Northern Ireland. That's going to take some time.
You're on a bike-to-work scheme. You spent about £1,000 on your bike.
Correct. That's been the case since May. Then the story, which was released throughout the week on your show, has come to light. I go back to work on Monday. As it stands, I'm now not able to use my bike, which I have been using to get to work and back to try and keep fit, lose a bit of weight. And now I'm not able to do that. Is the Department of Infrastructure going to cover my bus costs till this is sorted out? I think we both know the answer to that. The answer is going to be no.
Well, the point is, Chris, that up until 9:03 this morning, the Department of Infrastructure were not telling, they're still not telling you, we're telling you, that you cannot register that bike. Like, we're aware of many people ringing the DVLA in Swansea, ringing around, trying to abide by the law, and there's a department, there's a dormant department sitting on this information.
Well, I mean, this is it, and that's another issue. I mean, as for Halfords, again, quote, you could continue to use the bike as a standard push bike by removing the battery and using the bike without the battery in place. Often, this is easily done by using provided with your bike. Now, I wouldn't be too comfortable, and I'm in my early 30s, let alone people, like you mentioned there, who are recovering from illness, older people, having to physically dismantle a bike. It's hard enough doing that in the first place, let alone with a battery. The bottom line is this needs sorted. I mean, this needs addressed. I'm not on my own. And you're one of the lucky ones, Stephen, that you didn't actually go and buy a...
I was within seconds of buying the bike.
Really?
This is how this whole story... I walked into... And by the way, Halfords are not to blame here in any way, shape or form.
Absolutely.
They're just one of the bicycle retailers. They're selling bikes. That's what they do, among other things. There will be many other bike retailers throughout Northern Ireland. I walked in there on Sunday to buy an e-bike. And I saw all of these regulations up. Halfords were displaying the regulations. And, you know, I nearly bought the bike. Now, the point is this. If I had bought that bike, it is impossible to register it in Northern Ireland.
That's the thing. You know, you're damned if you do, and you were even more damned if you don't. And that's not even taken into consideration, having to potentially MOT it and tax it and obviously require... I mean, I don't personally hold a driving license, you know. So, for example, what would I do, or what would happen, for example, if I was cycling down the road and was pulled over by the police and they were going to impose...
You would get 6 penalty points. Well, if you don't hold a licence, how can you get penalty points?
On a licence that doesn't exist.
You would get a £1,000 fine. By the way, we can also tell you that it is currently up on the government website, the NI Direct government website, that you need to register your bike in Northern Ireland. So one arm of Stormont is telling you to register the bike. The other arm of Stormont, the Department of Infrastructure, knows that you cannot and are still, at 9:16 this morning, refusing to tell the public of Northern Ireland that simple fact.